Each year, 1 million American high school students drop out of school, according to America's Promise Alliance. This week, at Pinellas County's historic Bellevue Biltmore, dozens of educators and public servants are meeting to share strategies on high school dropout prevention.
Oh, say can you see?
America's Promise Alliance was founded by General Colin Powell and forms partnerships committed to seeing that children experience the fundamental resources they need to succeed, according to their website. After high school students Elizabeth Soto and Mia Shane opened the Florida America's Promise Summit by singing the national anthem, Soto told how she turned her life around from considering dropping out to becoming a successful student at Pathways Academy in Flagler County.
These people here are taking off time to be with their family to come and help students all around the world and succeed in schooling. But you know what? You don't got to worry about this one, because this one is graduating and this one will make your future a good one.
The summit's theme is Navigating the Seas to Success, Stay the Course to Graduation. Pinellas County Schools Superintendent Julie Jansen said that a key to keeping students, like Soto, in school could be to reduce the number of standards required for students to master.
Maybe this is a time to align the requirements with the internationally accepted standards and pare them down to include the essential elements that would provide the skills and foundation needed for our students to be successful. And to be successful, that would mean competitive and international market. What skills and knowledge should all our students learn to succeed in whatever choice they choose for their future? Let's streamline those standards so that there is sufficient rigor and problem solving and relevance embedded in those standards.
Former Panhandle State Representative Curtis Richardson tied Florida's dropout rate to the state's incarceration rate. Even as Florida lawmakers slashed $500 million from the education budget, Richardson noted that the state continues to spend on its more than 100,000 inmates. Richardson said that in some places of the state, the prison industrial complex drives the economy, especially in rural North Florida counties.
They're filled with young people. One of the interesting things that I found out just last year about our state as well is that we direct file more of our young people to adult prison than all of the other 49 states combined. That means 13, 14, 15-year-olds being adjudicated as adults and put in our adult prisons. Well, what we know is that 70% or more of those individuals that are in jails and prisons throughout this state are high school dropouts.
Another group making the connection between incarceration rates and dropout rates is the Maddie C. Stewart Foundation, which brought the Choice Bus to the conference. Their founder and president, Shelley Stewart, gave a tour of the bus, which included a mock jail cell complete with bars and a locking door.
You have a choice. Get an education. Have an opportunity to be more successful. Or rather, not taking that choice of going to prison and the likes, or living a life of poverty, of ignorance. So in this Choice Bus, it's a virtual classroom and, well, as a virtual jail cell that's created that goes throughout the country.
Trina Kondo is the director of the Department of Education's Florida Education and Training Placement Information Program. Kondo said the dropout rate has a serious impact on the state's economy and on individual earning.
The employment rates for the graduates are twice that of the dropouts. Likewise, earning trends immediately subsequent to exiting high school with a degree versus without a degree, your earnings potential is greater with the degree. And immediately following the event of graduation or dropout, you'll see that right off the bat, The dropouts are going to earn 3 to 5% less than the graduates.
Several of the presenters stressed community involvement with schools as a tool to lower dropout rates, including Lois Gracie, State Director of Communities and Schools of Florida.
Coordination of services is the most effective way to eliminate the epidemic of students dropping out of school. In addition to classroom reforms, schools must ensure that a definable range of community-based integrated student services are provided. This will allow school and district officials to focus their attention and energies on issues critical to classroom learning.
The Florida America's Promise Summit continues through Tuesday, and the 2009 Effective Strategies Institute on Dropout Prevention continues through Friday at the Bellevue Biltmore in Bel Air. You can find the schedule and more information on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Bel Air for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.